Welcome to Digging Into the Pet Industry, the podcast helping you navigate and learn about the $100 billion pet industry. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Nancy Hassel, and this podcast is brought to you by American Pet Professionals, otherwise known as APP, the only organization that caters to all pet professionals, helping pet entrepreneurs grow their businesses since 2009. This is the podcast where we dig in with pet entrepreneurs every week to find out what works for their pet businesses. I also created this podcast after 20 years in the pet industry to give you guys ideas, know-how, simple step-by-step strategies, and even some thought-provoking marketing concepts that you can apply to your own pet business. If you're in the pet industry 20 plus years, or if you're just starting out, you're in the right place, pet pros. Let's dig in. Welcome back to another solo episode of Digging Into the Pet Industry. I'm your host, Nancy Hassel of American Pet Professionals. Have you ever thought of opening your own pet business, becoming that person in your community that is the go-to for dog training, a retail store, maybe you like reptiles? Is really being somebody in business something that you really, really aspire to? I can relate. I was like that too. Almost 15 years later, running American Pet Professionals, I've been asked this question a lot on other podcasts, but I figured I would share my story here on our podcast. So why and how did I start American Pet Professionals? We're going to have to go back in time to 2008. I have worked in my past as a TV producer, a production coordinator for 10 plus years. I worked in PR, I worked in a trade show. But I always have one foot in the pet industry. I was always reading pet industry magazines before I knew anything really about the pet industry, doing a ton of research, reaching out to people. And then I had my Doberman Shanna, and she was a huge inspiration as to why I wanted to do something in the pet industry. But I never really knew what I wanted to do. I dabbled in a bunch of things in the pet industry, but I was never really sure what. So as I was gaining experience over the years, in 2008, after working a few years full-time in PR, I was part of an entrepreneurial networking organization, and I was asked by the, I don't know if she was the president, the owner of the organization, to come and speak about public relations and how you can get your business into the news. So this was early December of 2008, smack dab in the middle of the recession. So I said, sure. And now at the time, I lived on the east end of Long Island, and her event was way out in Nassau County. So it was like an hour and a half for me to get to. And that will be important in a moment. But as I got there, and there was a bunch of people there, it was probably a good 45 to 50 people there. I happened to be sitting next to the only other person in the pet industry who happened to be a veterinarian. We didn't know each other. We just met that night. It was just by random circumstance that a vet happened to be sitting next to me. And as we were having our dinner before I spoke and chit-chatting a bit, she said to me, hey, are there any pet professional organizations here on Long Island? And I said, no, there's a veterinary organization though that might be, you know, good for you to look into. But as she said that, all of these like light bulbs were going off because she was the third person in the last 2 weeks that had asked me that exact same question. Are there any pet professional organizations here on Long Island? And I was immediately like, what is going on, right? So when things are coming at you, when people are like really putting those things out there, and now granted, I had done a lot of research. I had dabbled in different careers in the pet industry. I had done a bunch of things. I just wasn't sure what exactly I wanted to do and what route I wanted to do. I knew what I didn't want to do by doing a lot of research and all of that, but I just was like, wow, that was crazy that she just asked me that question. So I was listening to that very loud hint from whatever you want to call it, the universe, serendipity, all of those things, right? I was just listening because sometimes those hints are really quiet, right? It was pretty loud for the third person in 2 weeks to ask me that. So I was like, interesting. So I'm looking around the networking event. I'm looking at everything and I'm like, huh, I could probably host one of these events for the pet industry. That would be kind of cool. Because one thing I was really sick of was in our local community, the competition from whatever you want to call it, the pet store, dog trainer, this person, that person. And it used to really irk me because I was like, you guys are in the same industry. There's so much to go around. There's so many pet owners here on Long Island. Like, why actually look at each other as competition, right? That was one of the things that irked me. And I was like, maybe we can help that, right? Maybe we can bring some people together and really work together better versus looking at somebody you don't even know as competition, right? So that was one thing. Another thing was that, you know, in all the years of doing research in the pet industry, I was also reading a ton of business books, paying attention to things going on in the business world, going to events that had nothing to do with anything I had a background in, for networking, meeting other people, asking them questions, right? Just really absorbing it all, getting as much as my hands on as much as I could about business in general. And now, when I was sitting there looking around, I was like, I think I should host one of these events for the, you know, pet industry before somebody else does, because I've been asked 3 times in the last 2 weeks about this. And I had a smaller group of pet professionals that I knew and worked with. I was already teaching a responsible dog ownership class for about 6 or 7 months, and we had veterinarians and dog trainers come in the class. And after I did my spiel about how to get your business in the news at this entrepreneurial event, you know, I said, oh, and by the way, I also teach responsible dog ownership classes and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And a few of the people there looked at me like I was crazy because I was talking about pets at a business event. So I ended up networking with a few people and I was like, oh, by the way, you know, the pet industry is a $40 billion a year industry. Let me tell you, I had not seen people whip around faster than the accountants, lawyers, bankers, people like that at that event. Wait, what? What's $40 billion a year? And then I would say, yeah, we're bigger than the sporting goods industry, bigger than the candy industry, you know, like stuff that you would just think would be knocked out of the ballpark, pun intended. But they were all like, well, pet professional, what does that even mean, right? And I was like, well, I teach a class, you know, I have other pet professionals in the class, and we kind of give them a little insight. And immediately they're all handing me their business cards saying, how do we get involved? Like, we want to know more. Right? Because it wasn't mainstream back in 2008, right? Not like it is in 2023. Like, major publications were not talking about pet businesses, not in the way that they are now. Maybe if you saw one story a year, you couldn't look up anything on any of the major publications out there, business publications, and see pet business stories. So it was really quite interesting. So the next day, you know, the whole drive, my hour and a half drive back home to the East End, that's all I could think of was, I need to do something bringing people together. How can we work together? How can we do something better? Now, mind you, this is also smack dab in the middle of the recession, right? So all I did the next day was work on like finding a location. Where could I have this event? What would be suitable for most people on Long Island to get to? Because we are 110 miles long. People don't necessarily want to drive to events that are more than 20 minutes away, you know, and I wanted to have something central. So I started looking up restaurants with private rooms. I started calling places. Where can I have an event like this? So I found a place in the middle of Long Island in Hophog, New York to have our first event. And I booked it for towards the end of February of 2009. And I did that because the holidays, everything that's the new year, you know how it goes. So I'm like, okay, so we'll have it then. I bartered with the guy. I was like, hey, listen, if you give me some free trays of food, I'll get like 50 people here and you'll have a good bar tab. I had no idea if like one person besides myself was going to show up, but that's what we did. And he was very generous and gave us the free food and, you know, for the event and everything like that. And then I started promoting you know what, out of our event, right? Or of the event I was having. Not only did I host it everywhere, I think Twitter and Facebook were the only socials I was on, maybe LinkedIn. I was on LinkedIn, but I don't know if I posted it there. And then I said, I'm going to send a press release out because I have all these contacts from doing PR for a couple of years. So I sent out a save the date for the event, and it was listed in some places. And then I just let every single pet professional I know about what was going on local to where I live. And then as it got closer, I sent out a press release, you know, all the information about what we were doing. I gave it a name. Originally, it was Long Island Pet Professionals, right? I hadn't had anything else set up. We're just going to do an event and see what happens. If you're like me, when you first started out in your pet business, you may have wished that there was a place to go to for information, education, how-tos, connections, and referrals, and of course, to learn what was trending in the pet industry. Well, you're in luck. American Pet Professionals is a multiple award-winning organization that caters to all areas of the pet industry. We help pet business owners with monthly education, networking, mastermind events, content, and even brings you the best experts in and out of the industry, all to help you with your success. To learn more, to join us, or to get on our wait list when doors open to join, go to AmericanPetProfessionals.com/join. And fast forward to the day of the event. It was on a Tuesday night, and my phone was ringing off the hook because we did get picked up by all of our local press, including our newspaper, Newsday, which did an article about it. And I called my friend that lived nearby, and I was like, you need to help me come to this event because my phone's ringing off the hook and all these people are saying they're coming. You know, I was mildly freaking out. I said, can you come help me? So she very nicely did help me come and check people in. And what did I talk about at that event? I talked about how to get your pet business in the news. I did basically the same type of, you know, information that I did at the entrepreneurial event. And I had no idea if anybody was going to show up. I kind of knew there was a need for it just in based with talking to different people and my own need for it, wanting to be more involved in the pet industry, wanting to be more involved in our local community, wanting to know more people that are in the pet industry here near me. Who can I talk to for this? So it was a little bit selfish, but also really wanting to bring people together because I just thought, let's work together, right? Let's have a better outlook. Let's raise up our industry here locally and see where we can go from there. So the night of the event, luckily there was no storm or snowstorm or anything like that. We have mild weather. Got to the restaurant, set up my little table that I think I borrowed from somebody and had, you know, printed home printed business cards. Like, you know, we were starting from scratch, people. And people started coming in. My friend was there to help me. I had a checkoff list. We had 55 people show up. We had people from all across Long Island come. All five boroughs of New York City, which was mind-boggling to me, and three different states. And I was like, what is happening? I'm like, people came from three different states. I didn't think I was going to get people from 20 minutes away on the island to come. And so what did I speak about? How to get your pet business in the news. We networked, we did all the things, and I kept up my obligation to the restaurant by having at least 25 people stay late and have a nice bar tab. So they were very happy because, again, it was the middle of the recession. Nobody was going out to dinner or spending a lot of money. And at the end of that event, not only do we have members today that were at that very first event, still today of American Pet Professionals, so almost 15 years that they've been members with us, which I am super grateful for. But at the end of that event, people said to me, this was great. When is the next one? And I was like, next month. I have no, you know, I had no idea where I was having another one, what was going to be happening next. I just said, next month, I'll let you know, because they had given me their business cards and I had their email addresses. So then I was like, what's next? So I set up a Facebook group before their Facebook groups are what they are today. And I started planning for the next one. And I decided to host the events in different locations so everybody could get to them and not have to drive an hour and a half. If they still wanted to take the ferry or, you know, drive on to Long Island, which is not easy from other areas of the country, that was up to them. But we started hosting them monthly. By month three, I was like, okay, people are now asking me, how do I join? I want to be more involved. Like, this is really great. What do I do? Blah, blah, blah. So I ended up hiring a web person and we created a website and went from there. So I'm telling you all this because were there bumps in the road? Absolutely. Has there been ups and downs? Has it been a roller coaster ride? Of course, with any business. Has it been amazing? Have I traveled the country? Have I, you know, grown our business? All of that, yes. Is there still also a, you know, a hiccup, a bump in the road, a roller coaster this many years later? Yes, but you become a well-oiled machine, right? Your business becomes what it is. You evolve and grow with how the times go and everything else. We rebranded in 2013 to American Pet Professionals because we had so many other members from different states that we couldn't keep that, you know, original local name. I was hosting events in different areas. Our very first event out of state was Chicago. And then we had a bunch of other events. You know, then we started doing more online stuff to help people that were not even like close to us or that we couldn't get to easily. So why do I tell you all this? Because I think that a lot of times when you're thinking about doing a business or maybe it's something you want to do, you know, there's that fear factor that comes in. Am I going to be able to do this? Will it be successful? A lot of times you just don't know, right? You can put a business plan together, sit with the smartest business people, and maybe you have a great plan, but you still don't know. Are you going to have the wherewithal to make that business, you know, successful? Are you going to have the wherewithal to do all the things? So I think you do. I think you can. Of course, you just, a lot of planning. There's a lot of stuff that will come along the way, but there was no roadmap for my business when I started. Memberships were not common like they are now, right? There was no software platforms to do memberships, you know, all of those things. So there was a lot of stuff that we had to create and create from scratch. And that's okay because you learn a lot that way. And that can still happen with your own pet business. Maybe you're coming up with a brand new niche for the pet industry, which happens all the time, which I think is amazing. There is not going to be a roadmap, but there might be easier roadmaps on how to start your business. And that's another thing that I wanted to not just bring our community together, work together, and get everybody to meet each other and start working together better and all those things. But of course, that was a huge part of it. And of the other huge part of it was also to help pet parents. So everything good trickled down to the pets in our lives, right? But part of it was also that a lot of people back in the recession were quitting their jobs, were getting laid off. And now we're like, I don't have a corporate job anymore. I'm, you know, mid-aged, or now I want to do something that I always wanted to do with pets. I want to be a dog trainer. I want to be a pet sitter. I want to create this product. I have a really good invention idea. I want to open a pet store. All of the things. And that was happening a lot, very similar to what has happened in the last about a year and a half with the pandemic, right? So it's similarities to when 2009, when we first launched American Pet Professionals, to now with people still coming into the industry. And because I was reading business books and paying attention to all that, I felt like a lot of people just didn't have the general knowledge to start a business or what the next steps would be. And so that has always been a big part of our organization. I've always gone to industry events that are outside of the pet industry, always paid attention to trends, always jumped in on things to learn about it so I could either bring in experts, which we've had so many amazing experts over the years, speak at our in-person events, online events, all of the things. If I didn't know it, because you can't know everything. And, you know, really just bring that to our membership and really make their lives a little easier as they're creating their businesses. So that's just kind of a little or a long inkling into why I started, how I started the business, and how we've grown over the years. It's really been an incredible ride. And for anybody that is thinking about having a business, pay attention to those hints. Pay attention to those questions that people ask you. Pay attention to the things that you're always like, huh, that would be a really good idea. Maybe somebody has not created it yet. Maybe you were the person to create it. All right, guys, if you want to send me any feedback, please send us a message to our Instagram at American Pet Pros. I would love to hear your story, how you got started into the pet industry. And if you haven't already listened to a lot of our other podcasts of our guests from American Pet Professionals, our members that have been on, we always dig in and talk about how they got started in the pet industry. Their stories are quite fascinating. So if you haven't watched a video or listened to our podcast, please go back and do so, because there's a lot of really inspiring interviews and information from them as well. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening today. I would love to know what your biggest takeaway from today's episode was. Please let us know and leave us a review. If you're new to our podcast, we'd love it if you subscribed, shared this episode, and I hope you tune in regularly to hear from our next guest and get tips, ideas, and stories about the pet industry from yours truly. Want to know more about the pet industry? Go to AmericanPetProfessionals.com. Okay, Pet Pros, until our next show, take care, and don't forget to spend some time with your pets today.